So Green Music Australia was mentioned a bit earlier. It's an organisation, a relatively new one, that I'm a member of. So I don't run it or anything. It's run by a guy called Tim Hollow from Canberra. But he's got on board a bunch of really high-profile musicians. Gautier is one of them, for example, who are want to be advocates for a greener music industry, which is really... it's very heartening for me as a musician because it's something, and so it was something that I immediately felt like I wanted to get on board with. And their website, you can look up online if you look for Green Music Australia, and they're really, it's really about the physical environmental impact of the music industry, particularly, and so that whatever the touring impacts and the, I don't know, I mean, I think that the impacts of the music industry are like any industry in a way, and the reluctance of musicians is like any of us to respond to this stuff in a way.
Yeah.
I don't think we're as different as we think we are from accountants, from stockbrokers, from politicians either. They're all different, but yeah, I really feel like I see that in the music sector. So for me, it's very heartening to see some leaders in that industry gathering together and saying, as musicians, we should be acting differently. I'd love to see it flow through into the creative output of that sector as well. So I'm interested in both those sides personally.